Hi, thank you for calling Rock Mountain Construction LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are existing.
This is Will.
Hi, Will. It's Tina from Local Flush. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you?
I'm pretty good, too. I understand that you called a little while ago regarding the past due balance and possibly trying to keep your website.
I was calling in to see exactly what was going on. I spoke to somebody a couple weeks ago. I'm sure it's recorded, but I had asked about the website and also, like, the testimonials or the things that were in there. I was told that I owned that, and I guess this whole thing is really changing because whatever, it was like $2,700 or something about a year ago, and you know, I did quite a bit of work, and none of it came from that website. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars of work, and literally, you know, one project didn't come from that website. And so I pushed for that, thinking that it was going to moving to a different part of the state and having some of the wealthiest areas and the largest ski resorts all within 15 miles around, just calls did not come from any of those. And so the other avenues in the last 20 years that I've been in Vermont, either via Mount or other avenues, is where all of the projects had come in from. And so it was just surprising to me that, you know, and I'd worked with Google Analytics with another company out in Montana restoring log houses. Had really good, it worked out really well with that company, but I don't know what it was with Local Splash. You can see how many times I've called in. I mean, we spoke often for sure, a couple times a month, I would think, throughout this. You would add it up over a year, if not more. And it just is surprising with the amount of building and the amount of work that's going on these days that they're just, you know, there weren't calls. There were calls from friends to make sure that it was working. There were also calls that came in from vendors or people looking to do estimates for me or to do the same type of thing that you guys are doing. And they're like, hey, we're going online and we're not seeing you here. So, you know, if you hire us, we can make this happen, you know, much
more. Yeah, those are scam calls. They tell you that, oh, your Google listing's not up to date. Local Splash isn't doing websites to the best practices. And if you just spend more money with us, we're going to promise you the moon and the star. You know what I mean?
Right.
So those are scam calls, because if they tell you the truth that you are ranking, then you have no need to talk to them. So I want to just share with you a couple of things, if I may, Will, only because the issue right now is that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature back on 320 or 330 of 2023, it has your IP address and your acknowledgement. You agreed to an automatic renewal starting on March 30th, 2024. In the amount of $548, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So we're at the point where there's a, you know, $549 or $48 past due balance, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. However, there is something I can do to chop it down quite a bit for you, is that your program includes, when it does convert to the month-to-month, $300 worth of extra Google paid ads. So if you wanted to, we could take those paid ads off And then that would lower the past due amount to just $248, but there's a $49 hosting charge in there for the site. I could try to bundle that in with the local subscription and just bring it all the way down to $199. Now, with that $199, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. Your website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means that Rock Mountain Construction will still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Okay, so with that package, sometimes people will convert to that monthly program because it's a lot more affordable, but also you could call back and put the Google paid ads back on if you ever wanted to in the future. So I want to share with you just so that you know, because I don't know if anybody's ever, you know, kind of went over the dashboard with you before, but this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of the Google Ads. Give me a second. It's loading. 7,075 times, and you've had 450 clicks to your site from the first page of Google. So what I did is, just to make sure that you are getting more bang for your buck, is I went in and I just listened to some of the recent calls on the dashboard, and I found Victoria Gelber. She was calling for a bedroom, bathroom, and laundry room addition quote. Then I found George Scribner, but that was like a business thing. You were maybe wanting to set him up to work with him for the seamless gutters. Ronson Johnson was his company. Then there was Griffin calling for framing to be done on an unconventional house. It was like a dome-shaped house. And then Shirley Richer. So I went through some of these calls on your dashboard just to see if you're getting client calls, and you absolutely are. So if this program ever were to...
from people that I know, you know, that, like Jeremy, a guy that I worked with at Tesla, that's where that framing call came in from. And other than that, in the, if you go back from 3,
but see, if you worked at, with him
year,
at Tesla, and he
of this year, you wouldn't. So how many of those calls did you hear from 3:30 to 10:30 23.
So in the year that you've
exactly,
been with us, there's 54 calls on the dashboard. Now, that doesn't mean that you've only gotten 54 calls, because, you know, most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to your website for immediate contact, right? But there are those occurrences where, you know, they're going to click to call you, and that's what Google is tracking, the ones that are doing the search on the smartphones. But I will tell you this, after you spoke with the guy that was talking about the seamless gutters, and, you know, maybe you would kind of partner with him, there were 5 calls that came through your dashboard where they got your voicemail and they hung up. So that always kind of is a missed opportunity for me, because I always say, why would you pay a company to get on the first page of Google and get your phone ringing with new business, and then when people call you, they get a voicemail, right? So that's something, you know, I don't know if, you know.
That makes zero sense. Have you ever worked in the trades before? Have you ever been 20 feet in the air and had a nail gun in one hand and a board in another, and then you're going to take your hand out to answer the phone so it drops in somebody's head and now you've got a liability claim? Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me, but
you're
what some people do.
You're sitting there with a computer with a coffee cup and an apple in your hand. That doesn't make any sense.
I understand, but, you know, I don't know if you've been going into the dashboard and following up with these people either. You know, there was the You know, the phone numbers are on here, they're timestamped, you know, so, you know, if you're good at doing that, then great. Maybe they weren't missed opportunities. But what some people do is they acquire a little cheap answering service to answer the calls when they're up at 40 feet in the air, just so that they don't miss those opportunities.
Hi,
you know?
This is Will's cheap answering service. So I'm Will Partner, and I'm asking.
Hi, I'm Jen.
Hi. Hi, Jen. Nice to meet you. My name's Tina.
Good to meet you, too. Yeah, hi, Tina.
Hi.
So, yeah, I take all the phone calls for the company, and I actually made the initial phone call.
Okay.
We've been following up with Local Splash all year.
What happened with those calls on April 1st at 11:40 a.m., on March 29th at 11:44, March 28th, 11:24, March 27th, 10:53 a.m., March 25th, 11:33, these all went to voicemail, and then they hung up. They were like 4-second calls, 7-second calls. Where are you going on the dashboard and actively following up with these, or have you been on your dashboard at all by chance?
I think I heard Will talking to you earlier about how, the dashboard we use, most of these phone calls are, so the website is used as a marketing device, you know, marketing way that we can give our information about the website to people we know. So we followed up and figured out that most of the response from the website were numbers that we, connections that we made, friends that passed on our number and then checked out Will's website. So what's been happening is, because I have a graphic design degree, I could have set up the website. We pay for the algorithm. So the algorithms aren't there. He's showing up as number 13, and sometimes not even showing up. So what I just want to move forward with this now, because we've just spent a lot of time today, like, on the phone. We're really busy people. So
I understand.
I know you are as well. I'm just trying to let you know that what he was explaining to you is that all these phone calls that you're stating right now were followed up. Those phone calls were from us marketing our business, Will's business, with our friends. I'm saying that your service did not provide proper algorithms. We paid $3,000 for a service that I could have done for way, like $500. It's just that I don't have the experience and the coding experience to set up the algorithms. I have the design experience. So, you know,
right.
The website looked beautiful.
I understand.
Everything looked beautiful. Yeah. So what we're calling about is, the fine print, he signed off on $500. We're not paying that $500. We can't move on with this service. We already paid you $3,000 for nothing. So I just want to move forward now. We've been on the phone with another representative for a while. You know, I have a website, and I haven't paid for the proper algorithms myself yet. But I use that website as a marketing tool. So I pass out my business card. I tell my friends about it. They call me. So all those phone calls that you're connected to, what he's trying to explain to you is that those phone calls were a response from our own marketing team, our circle of people. Nobody can reach him on the internet. I'm just being honest with you. It's not really coming up as we called and talked to people, and we've kind of gotten blown off by your company. Like,
hear what you're saying, Jen, but at the same token, the 7,075 impressions on Google with the 450 clicks to your site, that came specifically from people doing Google searches. And Google is showing me that of those 7,075 impressions, they were finding you by typing in building contractor, general contractor, home improvement contractor. Hear me out for a minute, Jen, because I just want
to make sure you understand.
28 different keywords that you guys are coming up for, and then it's even tracking the areas. So of the 7,075 impressions, 5,173 came from Waterbury, Vermont, 639 from Montpelier, Vermont, 306 from Williston, Barr, Vermont, 125. So there's 25 different areas where those impressions came from also. So I hear what you're saying. You market the website. You're really good at that. You have
right.
a lot of, you know,
yes.
design experience. And I believe that you've
yeah.
gotten a lot of clients that maybe called you through the site. And you know, maybe we think, oh, that's as a result of Google, and they were probably your own efforts, right? But I don't think all of them are, because Google tracked at least the 7,075 impressions and the 450 clicks to your site. They came from outside users that didn't know you, because if they did know
okay.
you, they
yeah.
would have just called directly from the number on the business card, which directed
sure.
them to the site. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
yeah, I do. So
yeah.
we're reaching people is what you're saying. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to think that, oh, we paid $2,700 for nothing, because, you know, let's say that you
right.
hired us a year ago just to build the website, not to run Google Ads, not to do optimization, not to do algorithm updates or indexing or backlinks or anything. What we charge is $2,500 up front plus $49 a month hosting just for a website. That's for none of the added services. So whoever signed you up a year ago, they actually included the site for you with the programming. So you got kind of like the best of both worlds, you know, where you got the Google optimization and the algorithm updates and the website. So, you know, what I was telling Will, and I don't know how much you heard when we first connected, is after that $2,500, or $2,700, you have an option to convert to the month-to-month, which breaks down to $548 monthly, but $300 of that goes to Google paid ads. I don't necessarily think you need those extra paid ads right now, because you're already ranking
right,
on the first page, right?
Yeah, we totally have other options. Thank you
exactly.
for your time and service. Yeah,
yes.
we can't... It was $3,000. If we had known, we would have distributed a different way. You know, it's a lot of money these days. So, you know, we can't really move on with, you know, continuing to dish out. It's just, it is number, the last representative mentioned is number 13 on the list. So there's not, it's a very
well, you have
rural
to understand
area.
Something
you
also,
coming up
though.
As number 13 when you pay $3,000, you know?
Well, here's the thing, and you know this because you're smart. You have a good marketing sense. I can tell much more than most business owners I talk to, is that Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. And with our service, when it goes into a non-paid status, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming being done. And that's a problem, because March 30th is when the account went into suspension, and today is April 3rd. So that's 5 days of algorithm updates that have not been completed. And even so, I typed in general contractor for Duxbury, Vermont, and I found you in a spotlight position, the very first person company on the first page. So, you know, if this were to cancel, that would dramatically defect, you know, everything, because all of that would unravel. The website would come down, and all of the, you know, directories that we have you on would deactivate. So, you know, that's why I'm only trying to give you options, because I understand, you know, oh, you know, $3,000 for a year is a lot of money, you know, but if it were just for the website that you built us, you would have paid more for just the website, because you would have been paying, you know, the $2,700 up front plus the $49 a month hosting, which they already had rolled into your annual subscription, if that makes sense. So,
yeah.
Where you want to go from here,
if
you wanted to, I don't know, Jen, if you or Will looked at the website today or within the last couple of days, but there's a big orange banner on the top saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through so that you contact us. But some people don't like that orange banner on the site because it looks like they may be out of business or something. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
if, what you can do is once the payment's up to speed, which again, I can remove the ads and reduce it to $199, that orange banner comes down within one business day. And then the site's fully functional again.
Okay, so we just checked in a little while ago with someone, and they mentioned to us last time Will checked in that he owns the website. They didn't say anything about a fee coming up, and I know he signed on to a fee. So with that said, today is April 2nd. It's 2 days. We signed
April 3rd.
On, and so it's 3 days it's late. It's 3 days late. And
the 30th, the 31st, the 1st, the 2nd, and the 3rd. So that's 5 days. And consider that Google changes the algorithms 5 to 7 times every day. So let's just say go on the low end of that, 5 days worth is 5 algorithm updates per day. That's 25 revisions that need to be caught up on that you've missed out on. 35 if we look at the high end, you know, saying 5 to 7. But that happens daily, so of course you'll slip, but even so, you're still ranking under General Contractor Duxbury.
I just want to let you know real quick, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. But
I appreciate you too, Jen.
Yeah, we just don't want so right now we don't want the website taken down. We also just checked in with someone that didn't inform us anything about, like, you know, they said the website belongs to you. This whole thing, we've tried to reach out about the algorithms. We're not happy with the company. We're just feeling like, you know, I can design him a website. So where do we move on right now? We don't want to sign on another year with you because your service, it's not exactly we feel misled. And I've already been on the phone for like an hour and a half, and there's so much going on here. So maybe we could catch up another time through email or something, but we just feel misled right now, and we feel like we dished out $3,000, and it was not working out. Our friends could not find the website at times. It was not showing up. This is where we're at right now. As far as what he signed on to for a year contract to be renewed, that is something that we did not see in the contract. I guess it's in fine print. We have called throughout the year to reach out to people many times. It sounds like you have a lot of records. So, we've asked for help, and we've asked for help with the algorithms. It's been, you know, these days, $3,000 is a lot of money to people, you know.
Of course.
And it could have been invested for us in a different way. So maybe we could catch up a different time. As far as the service continuing, you can keep your red, your orange banner on there for now.
Sure.
I control that.
That's just something that automatically happens. And then eventually the site will come down and we'll lose the domain. I did quickly just search all of the notes over the last year. And there's no notes that anybody said that this was actually, you know, the site would be yours if you ever were to cancel, or you can keep the site for free. We offer two options to our clients if they do cancel with us and they want to keep the site.
Okay.
Option number one is you keep the site and the content and just pay us the $49 monthly for the hosting. Or you buy the domain as a one-time buyout for $99, which might be a good option for you because you said how to rebuild the site, right?
Sure,
and then
absolutely.
You can take it to whoever you want, Wix or GoDaddy or whoever you want. You can rebuild the site on that domain. Because if not, you might say, hey, I don't even want this anymore. I'll just cancel the site. And then you try to go buy a domain and they just tell you, oh, ContractorDuxbury.com is available, but RockMountainConstruction.com isn't. So, and once we lose that, we have no way to retrieve it for you. So, you know, that might be a good option also where, you know, you do the
$99.
Depending on if you have time to build it, you know, from scratch up yourself. You know, if you want to do that, you can. If not, I can get an override and just do the $49 for now. Which again, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from 548 to, you know, 49. But if you think that that would work, I could get it overridden for you. And then you and Will would have like another month to kind of go on the dashboard, review some of these calls, review the results, and kind of, you know, decide, you know, before the next payment hits where you want to go. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Which
so
it's either
$99, it's either $100 to keep the
yes.
domain and
mm-hmm.
the website gone and
correct.
Has to be rebuilt.
Correct.
Or it's $50 and it stays the way it is for a month.
Yeah, 49 months a month keeps the site and the content, and the 99 is just for the domain. Which, by the way, as a side note, Will, our clients love that option, and I'm sure Jen probably could tell you this because she sounds like she's been doing marketing for a long time. But 15 years ago, 17 years ago, when internet marketing first started taking off, there were companies out there that would go out and buy every domain they could imagine. So they would say, let's
sure.
say, you know, abcmortgage.com, abcmortgage.net, abcmortgage.org, abcmortgagellc.com, abcmortgageinc. Yeah, and they'd buy them super cheap. And guess what they would do when the real ABC Mortgage came along and said, hey, that's my business name. I want that for my website. They'd say, oh, yeah, you can have it, but it's going to cost you $2,000. And to
yeah,
me, that's
extortion.
Right.
That a decade ago.
Right.
I've been a
right.
part of that.
Yeah, you know, see, you've been doing this for a long time. So that's one thing that our clients love about working with us is if their business name is available when we sign them up, which it was, we got rockmountainconstruction.com, then you do have that option to always keep that, and it's just the $99 buyout, you know, which is great.
Yeah,
so we don't try to do any of that fishy, you know, business where, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to resell it for thousands. We don't do that. So, yeah, that's, you know, just
no,
a couple.
No, but you're going to keep it. I didn't see the fine print that I was, you know, it wasn't mine, that you owned it. I guess I didn't see that part of it. I probably wouldn't have gone. And I was looking at the analytics of everything, and
I
had done this with another company, and the analytics with the other company in Big Sky, Montana, was media blasting log houses. And it's a seven-figure business, and it was about $5,000 for life, and it was completely set up, and is still completely set up, and made a big difference. So with this company, which I've owned for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
back almost pre-computer, the reason the name that it is because I started it in Colorado, and it was Rocky Mountain and everything, so I dropped the Y because if you look in a phone book, that comes up beforehand, and it was more concrete-based, so it made sense.
Oh, how funny. That
and that was
sense.
The whole way that this whole – that's why this whole thing got started with this name. Then I transferred it to Vermont when I moved in 2003 from
wow.
Colorado to Vermont. So – yeah, I mean, the name's not going to change. I've been in
yeah,
Vermont
it still works in Vermont because of the concrete. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't like a big orange banner across there for sure. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
I do want the domain, and I guess definitely it just has not worked out. There's been, there's other ways of making it. So, if I pay $49, that keeps it going for the month, but then would it be then $99 again to buy the domain?
Yes, yes, sir.
If somebody else is going to rebuild the whole thing for me?
Correct, yeah. So the $49 is just for hosting, which is a month-to-month subscription. So with that... what I could do just as kind of like a courtesy is two things. Is number one, I could, if you pay the $49, push the next billing out 30 days from today, which means you're paid in full until May 3rd. But I could also put a note in here that as long as you upgrade to that domain buyout within 2 weeks, we would prorate it for you. So if you and Jen talk about it, and if she has time to build the new domain or the new site on the domain, you could call me within 2 weeks, which would be what, today's the 3rd, so by the 17th of April, and we would just prorate it. But if it goes into past that and it starts going into the month-to-month subscription and then you decide to do the buyout, then you would just have to pay the $99 fresh.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go that route.
Does that make sense? Yeah, because that way you have some time to, you know, kind of evaluate what you want to do. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For the 49, and I just got to get an override and on this past due amount so that I can get it off of here and do the hosting. So... okay, so that went well, and then I got to adjust it in one more spot here, which is right here. And then, okay, so now for that 49, is it going to be a different card? We have a MasterCard ending in 4092. I don't think it's good anymore, is it?
Yeah, it is. They just called... yeah, you could just use that same card. That's fine.
Okay. Let me try to give it a whirl and see if it goes through. And then if not, I'll tell you, because it'll give me an error if it doesn't go through.
Okay.
It just says declined retry transaction. So it could be, you know, especially since it's been a year. Oh, yeah. You know what? This one did expire in September. So what's the new expiration on the card?
0326.
And the code?
Is, and that one is, 378.
And then,
yeah, three.
Back then the billing address was P.O. Box 621. Is that still the case or did that change?
Yep, that's the same.
That's the same. Okay, so I think it should work now, Will. Let me just make sure. Oh, good. It did. I got the green light for you. Okay, so you're all good to go. If you want to do that domain buyout, like I said, I'm putting the note in here that we're going to do the proration for you. And then that orange banner, it will come off within one business day. So it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon here right now because we're on Pacific time. So, you know, I'm confident it would probably even go off today. But if not, no later than tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I enjoyed talking to both you and Jen, and have a really great rest of your week, too. Do me a favor, too. I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard. Even though you're just doing hosting, you can go in and you can listen to some of those client calls that came through and just see if it was, you know, all from your efforts or if it was 50-50 or 20-40. You could kind of review it that way. But also, I noticed on your Google listing, you guys have an excellent 5-star rating, but it looks like there's only a couple of reviews that have been posted over the year. There's two of them. So what I want to do, because the most recent one was 5 months ago, so if there's people, you know, on the first page that have all this fresh stuff being posted about them and you have an older review from 5 months, you know, that might affect conversion. So I'll send you a little review generator email and it will help you get some more 5-star ratings up there too, okay?
Yep, okay.
Okay, yeah, so if you have any questions on either one of those emails, just feel free to call me.
Okay. We'll
all right. Okay, and have a great rest
Thanks.
Of your week too. Oh, you're welcome, Will.
You
no
too.
Problem. Okay, thank
Thanks.
You. Bye-bye.